Dragon Rule, Book 5 of the Age of Fire, by E.E. Knight. Narrated by David Drummond. Copyright 2009 by Eric Frisch. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with E.E. Knight and the Trident Media Group and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Book 1. Faiths. Intent and result are two allies who rarely meet. Aphorism engraved on the south wall of the Hypatian Directory. Chapter 1. The Copper Dragon, Tire of Worlds Upper and Lower, Exalted Protector of the Grand Alliance, tried not to show the pain. The velvet darkness of the warm air over the inland ocean might have been that of summer instead of late autumn. The oceanic currents near the nighted shore swirled with the balm of the shallower waters of the Delta Country to the south. Heat rising from the phosphorescent waters, alive with tiny glowing creatures riding the warmth, caressed his wings and underbelly as he flew. He couldn't remember the last time he enjoyed such a perfect night for flying. Not that there was time to enjoy an idle. The moon had vanished below the horizon. It was time for hard flying to Swayport, rocky fastness of the pirate lords on the western shores of the inland ocean. The soft air, seemingly made to beckon young dragons into the sky to chase and turn and embrace at last as mates, was cut instead by wings bound for war. Healthy wings with intact joints, that is. The copper dragon's pinioned right wing was held together by cable and gear, and tonight the contraption that allowed him to fly chafed and pinched.